Vision Concerning the Caledonia Church. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 22, 1863. I was shown some things in regard to Caledonia. They have had much labor bestowed there, which has been of but little use. They have not improved the light given, and walked in the light while they had the light. I saw that Brother Gerald feels too deeply and takes too strong a position. He is not of the right temperament to allay and clear up difficulties, but is apt to create and enlarge the difficulties. It is a misfortune that Brother Gerald has no children of his own to awaken and call out and strengthen traits of character which need to be developed and strengthened in order to fit him to successfully lead the church. He lacks patience, forbearance, and hopeful perseverance, whatever may be the discouragements surrounding him. He lacks a hopeful looking through trials and difficulties, broods over discouraging appearances, looks on the dark side, and talks doubts and discouragements. In these things he is too childish, too sensitive, and is easily hurt. There is not a noble bearing up, a disposition to take a hopeful view of things around him. I saw that Brother Gerald was sorely pressed by Satan. He desires him that he may sift him as wheat. Brother Gerald has made a great mistake by involving himself in difficulties in temporal matters as he has. He should have remembered that Christ's followers should seek to be at peace with all around them. If he is abused, he must suffer it. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12, verse 19. Brother Gerald has been sorely wounding himself, strewing thorns in his pathway for his own feet to tread upon. I saw that Brother Gerald had better have suffered much abuse and loss of earthy things than to have taken the course he has. The cause of God is injured, and he is going further and further into the dark, and perplexities are increasing around him. Brother Gerald lacks humility. There is self-pride yet in his heart, which threatens to destroy the true spirituality. Brother Gerald has loved the truth, and when he sees those who profess to believe the truth depart, as he thinks, in practice from the principles of the truth, he is stirred at once. He feels that he cannot have it so. He lets the acts and doings of his brethren around him annoy him much. He should do his duty patiently, kindly, to those who err, and then leave the result with God, and go right along doing his duty and serving God faithfully, humbly, knowing that he must stand or fall for himself. His erring brethren's sins will not be recorded against him. He should pity the failings, and not mark out a course he thinks they ought to pursue. And if they fail to meet his line of right, fold his hands, saying in hopeless discouragement, "It is no use." Brother Gerald, you can, by a humble, practical life, do more good, much more good, than by much reproof and many words. Sister Gerald talks too much, and dwells upon the dark side, and sighs and groans too much. She should spend more time in prayer and less in complaints and sighs and moans. God lives, a present help to those who seek him earnestly and trust in him wholly. Talk faith and hope at home, in meeting, everywhere you go. If you talk darkness, you will have darkness, a plenty of it. Talk faith, and you will have faith. If you keep your eyes fixed continually on a black cloud and are watching for clouds all the time, you will see nothing but clouds. You do not see the bright sun and clear sky that would fill you with a sense of God's love, his blessings, and his smiles which surround you. You would continually say, "It is dark, it is very gloomy." But if you watch for blessings and expect to have them, If you realize and prize the least favor of God, and talk of it, and dwell upon it with gratitude, you will see something to cheer you and make you grateful and happy every day and every hour. God's blessings are overlooked, and he is dishonored by his children because they choose to walk in darkness when they might walk in the light. They trample upon blessings strewn in their pathway, peering ahead in the dark future to see if there is not some trouble or difficulty ahead for them to worry about. If they cherish every token of God's love as they pass along, they will not have time to imagine troubles and talk and brood over supposed difficulties. The dreaded difficulties will be unnoticed because their eyes are fixed upon something of more value, upon the light and love and gracious mercies with which a kind and loving Father has surrounded them.
There is too much talking over other people's acts, sayings, and doings. Better be dwelling upon the Christian hope, the love of God, the blessed home for the faithful pilgrim. There is much to be done in Caledonia. The truth is believed by many, but not practiced. The holy principles of truth are not lived out. And unless some awake to their true state, they will finally be weighed in the balance and found wanting. The eyes and minds of the church in Caledonia need to be elevated. They are dwelling upon little things, fussing about one thing and another of no account. They must be more devotional, dwell upon the truth, square their lives by the word of God. And they should pray fervently, frequently, and believe with all their heart that God will work for them. Brother Hardy loves the truth, but he does not watch as he should. He enters too much into the spirit of those he is in company with, and thereby loses opportunities of letting his life be a living epistle, such an example that others, by seeing his good works, may be led to glorify our Father which is in heaven. Brother Hardy lacks a practical faith. Brother Jones is in danger of sympathizing with the corrupt, those who would only injure him and the truth. Yet I saw that God loves Brother and Sister Jones. She is an exemplary Christian. God has precious souls yet in Caledonia, and will work for them if they will give him a chance and will stand out of the way where he can work for them. But there are those who are continually getting in the way of the work of God, and he cannot safely bless them, for they would become exalted and think that the blessing came because of some course of their own or some good judgment and wisdom which they had manifested. There needs to be deep humility on the part of everyone in Caledonia, and all feel a united interest in the cause of God. All should feel that the cause is the Lord's, and they must work with mutual love, perseverance, energy, and skill to advance that cause. This cause is not Brother Gerald's alone, or Brother Hardy's, or Brother Jones, or any one man's. It is the Lord's, and everyone should put forth untiring efforts to advance and build up and exalt that cause. All should labor with one interest. If they do this, all will be well, and prosperity will follow the church in Caledonia instead of adversity. Brother Gerald, please read this and return me the original. You can copy and retain a copy if you wish. Read this to Brother Hardy and Brother Jones, and as many more as you think best.